Oh, yeah, you're good.
Coach, 4 years ago, we talked about this yesterday, and you talked about vindication yesterday as your thoughts, but now you're outright and maybe a little more time to think about it. What does it mean to you?
Right now, after that, it's a little wet. It's been a long time coming for this program. When you think about 4 years ago almost to the day and where we're at now, to keep it within the same influence and to send the seniors off as champions, it's storybook, it's fairy tale, it's everything you dream of. When you
guys that stayed on the team that are still with you when the program was eliminated decided to come back, Ringo, Jack, Tyler, what can you say about those guys?
They're warriors. Start thinking about how their days and how their careers started. That 2020 season, we were 2-11, and then got some bad news a couple months later, and we slowly built this thing the right way with those guys making adjustments on who they need to be as they became leaders of the team. They sacrificed a lot. They didn't make it about them one time. They made it about what can we do for Bowling Green State University, and what we tell recruits and what we tell our seniors by the time they leave is, if you can say at the end of your 4 or 5 years, you were great for Bowling Green and Bowling Green was great for you, then you made the right decision when you were 17, 18 years old. And I think those guys would be able to say that now.
Well, as far as today's game, obviously Nick couldn't get you out of the first inning, but, man, Perry and Logan were outstanding in relief, and then Jacob shut it down. But I think Logan Bell in particular was really strong, but Perry gave you one-run inning too. So your bullpen, those guys, maybe their best performances of the season, all three of them.
Yeah, they dug deep when we needed it, and we definitely needed it today. And, you know, Nick Good's struggles are no one else's fault but my own. I put the blame on me for leaving him out there too long, obviously not communicating well enough from my end to his end about where he was at and what he needed to be successful today. So that, you know, his stat line, you can erase that from the memory, because he won't pitch like that ever again, because I'll be better for him. So those 5 runs I feel guilty of, those are on my watch. But Perry Miller stepped up. He picked me up. He picked Nick up. He competes really, really well. We talked about, you know, being ready from the very first hitter on, and he was. And then Logan Bell's, you know, a transfer in. He's been through a lot here too, and it's names you may not have heard of, but they've been working for the moment. They've been absolutely working to get the opportunity in practice, and they've seized the moment in front of everyone when it matters the most. And I just really, really happy for him. And again, Jacob Turner has been on a lot of different ends of the end of games this year, and for him to be able to be out there and get the final out, bumping 95 mile an hour as a sophomore, he's got a bright, bright future here and also beyond Bowling Green.
Power bats returned today. Archer took one out, right, and David Silva as well. That's good to see, right?
Yeah, we need a little bit of that going into the tournament. And again, just, you know, we just need to be who we've been and continue to pick each other up. There's enough here to do everything we set out to do. And you know, our guys getting the right pitches like we talked about in the pregame show. We got them in counts we need to get them in, and then we dropped the barrel right on the baseball and drove the ball, really all three of them, to the big part of the park. So we weren't cheated at all. And actually, the loud outs we made in the big part of the park, if those are a little bit more down the line, we hit a couple more today. So, you know, peeking, turning the corner, getting right, however you want to put it, this is when you need to play your best when it matters the most in the month of May, and we're about to do that.
Coach, other than the guys in that dugout with you every day, who are some of the other people you think about right now as far as saving the program and now thriving?
Yeah, I think obviously about, you know, Oral Hershiser, Andy Tracy, Dave Litzmer, Dana Dowers, and John Mitchell. Those were the core five on those calls, getting rounding everybody up, keeping this thing together. And then you add the 95 class, the 98, 99 classes. Those championship classes came through. They showed up with their wallets, and also with their text messages and their tweets, and everything about it. The 72 guys, you know, we think about those championship team 02, 08, 09, 13, and now they've got company with 2024, and there's 9 championship teams now. This story's, you know, to come back from where we came back from, I don't know many programs that could do that. And I don't know many types of people that could do what these kids did and this alumni did for those couple of weeks. And then obviously, you know, I'm very happy for the parents. You know, there's been a lot of days we've left the field the first 3 years with our heads down, really close. And the parents deserve this too. They've raised great kids. They've parented outstanding. And so for them to be able to celebrate and have fun and share this experience with this program is very important too. So, you know, our alumni is one of one. Like I said, there were a couple of programs cut in 2020. We're the only one that came back. And now we're the only ones in the championship right now. And we deserve it.
Coach, next week, of course, it's about beat Toledo. But also, what do you really want to see from your team or get done that will prepare you for the MAC tournament, which you want to win?
Yeah, I want us to compete against our rival. Tournament team. I mean, this is a great series for us to play, not only because it's Toledo and it's the Battle of I-75, but they're going to be in Avon the next week. So it's not like we're going to get a false sense of where we're at. You know, we're going to know exactly where we're at after those 3 games, and we're going to play to win. And it's going to be exciting. I mean, fifth, third field game Friday night under the lights. You know, 2 more home games at Stellar for our seniors, and hopefully big crowds. I mean, get out there and check these dudes out, everybody. I mean, it's worth the price of admission.